Greetings, greetings, greetings. Welcome, welcome to Versus Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where we always make the confession before we start the service on our Sunday morning services. If you watch our Sunday morning services on YouTube, you know Pastor Jesse always starts the message out with our confession that we make continually, which is where the word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray somehow or other you have gotten hold of that confession and you continually make it on a daily basis. Amen. At least once a day. Amen. Either the start of your day or at the end of your day. Amen. It's a confession. It's a confession that I know has done exactly what it says. Amen. But you'll occasionally hear the pastors or myself say the old version, which was change. But here we are, 2026, and Pastor Jesse said the Lord had updated that by using the word transformation. Amen. So we welcome you again to Versus Kingdom Family Church Ministries. I will try not to take up too much of your time. I know in preparing to speak to you, which it seems like it's been a while, I would like to thank Pastor Rose for doing a little bit overtime here. She did the last daily bread. She did the healing service by herself, so it was only right for me to jump back in and start this April off. Amen. Today is April 1st, better known as April Fool's Day. So I don't know if many of you partake in that holiday, but as I was reading earlier this morning, a gentleman said, "Be careful what you read or listen to, especially today, because it's probably not true and falls under what April Fools." Amen. But there is no April Fools here. Amen. And as I was trying to get back on the horse, so to speak, what to share with you today, I was going back and forth with a few things. And sure enough, right before I got on here, I was on my Twitter, or used to be called Twitter, it's called X now, and I ran across two of these posts, and hopefully I'm going to share them with you and you get a little bit something out of it. Amen. Normally I share out of my devotionals, but it's a new month. I thought I would try something a little different. Amen. So if you're new around here, we welcome you. Again, we welcome you to Versus Kingdom Family Church Ministries. And to each and every one of you that continues to stay connected with us, we never want to miss an opportunity to say thank you, and we appreciate your faithfulness. But above all, God sees your faithfulness, and that's what's important. Amen. A small little announcement. This is Easter week. Sunday is going to be Easter. Amen. And just a little reminder, the facility we use on Sundays is going to be closed, so we won't have an Easter service. So if you were in the area thinking, you know what, I'm finally going to go visit that Versus Kingdom Family Church this Sunday on Easter, well, unfortunately, we won't be having service. Amen. But we will be having our service online. And just to give you a little heads up, I am just going to repost our service from this last Sunday, which was our Resurrection Sunday, or our Easter Sunday that we celebrated. Amen. So it'll be on there, and all that information is on our website. Amen. So you can click and watch it again. Amen. It's always good to go back and listen to some messages. Amen. Because sometimes we listen through things and we don't always hear things. But if you would go back and listen, amen, you will hear different things, amen. And it's just like a perfect example. If you have a favorite movie that you watch, and you've watched X amount of times, sometimes when you go back and watch it, you start noticing things that you didn't notice 10 times before. Amen. And that's the same when it comes to hearing a message. Amen. And God will always share something new in that message. Amen. And I have given the examples of the devotionals that I have read over the past several years, the same ones. And every day the Lord gives me something new, even though it's probably been 4, maybe 5 years of me reading through the same devotionals on a daily basis. So God is always new. God's never the same. God is always changing, and God loves you and loves me. Amen. And wants for us to spend time with him on a daily basis. Amen. So again, we will not be having service this Sunday for Easter. The facility that we meet at will be closed. Amen. So again, not to take up too much of your time, I'm going to try and piece these two tweets that I saw a little while ago into a small little message, and hopefully you get something out of it. Amen. Now, this is Easter week, and we know Easter is on Sunday. And the reason I chose these two posts was this was something I didn't know. So I thought, well, you know what? This is Easter week. Easter Sunday is on Sunday, so I want to kind of keep in that Easter theme. Amen. Again, today is April 1st, and here we are in a brand new month. Amen. So the gentleman who shared this post, and these are two similar posts, so I apologize if they sound the same, but hopefully I can present them to you in a way that you'll take something away from it. Amen. It says, "Dear friends, today is Holy Wednesday, also known as Spy Wednesday." And I didn't know this, that's why I'm sharing it. But it says, on this day in the Bible, it says, we remember a sad moment in the last week of Jesus' life on earth. Amen. It says, while Jesus was teaching in the temple, it says, Judas Iscariot went to the chief priests and agreed to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Amen. It says, it's quite a day of reflection for many Christians. Amen. I hope you are able to take some time this evening or today or whenever you might be listening to this message and do a little reflection of your own. Amen. It says, we think about how even one of Jesus' closest friends turned against him. Amen. Or the way I see it is, here he was an apostle. Amen. One of the 12 apostles. And here he turned against Jesus. It says, this reminds us to examine our own hearts. Amen. And the way we would examine our hearts is what? Is, are we loyal to Jesus? Or do we sometimes choose money, comfort, or the approval of others instead of following Jesus? And some of you might say, well, I don't really follow the news, Andrew, or I don't really follow entertainment, or I don't really follow sports. But right now, people are seeking approval over others, or other, how should I put it? They're seeking approval from other groups, so to speak. Amen. It's that everyone inclusiveness, that everyone's included and everyone's welcome and everyone wants to be approved by someone. Amen. So that's what we are, it's asking us to examine our hearts. Amen. Are we trying to get approval from others instead of following Jesus, or ultimately getting the approval from our Heavenly Father? It says Jesus knew what was coming. I'm going to repeat that again. Jesus knew what was coming, yet he still chose to love and to serve. Amen? I'm going to give you a minute to kind of wrap your head around that. Amen? Jesus knew what was coming. Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him. But what did he do? He continued on. It's like things were already set in motion and he knew what was going to happen. And he didn't defer from it at all. Amen? He continued in God's plan to what? To bring us back into right standing with him. Amen? To pay a debt we could never pay on our own. Amen? It says he washed the feet of his disciples, including Judas. Amen? He knew Judas was going to betray him, and yet he still washed his feet. It says that kind of love is hard to understand. Amen? But it shows us the heart of God. Amen? I'm going to try not to rush through some of this, because some of this, it's like, I want you to get a hold of that. Amen? That kind of love is hard to understand. God already, or Jesus knew already what was going to happen, and he still loved Judas. He still washed his feet. Amen? Now, just take a quick second and think, how many of us would act that same way? Just think back of the last time that someone hurt you, or someone did something that hurt you, or said something that hurt you. Now, just imagine for a second that the Lord shared with you that was going to happen. How would you still react? Would you still love that person? Or would you still hold a grudge? Or would you still feel angry? Or would you still feel like, man, I'm going to get back at them somehow? Amen? Just think about that. It says, as we move closer to Good Friday and Easter, let us pray for strong faith and a greater love for our Savior. Amen? Again, let us pray for strong faith and a greater love for our Savior, Jesus Christ. May we never betray the one who gave us everything. Amen? I'm going to repeat that again. May we never betray the one who gave us everything. Amen? He paid a debt that he didn't owe for us. Amen? And we had a debt that we could never repay on our own. But praise God, thank you, Jesus, that Jesus volunteered. Amen? That Jesus said, you know what? I'll go do it. I'll be the sacrifice to pay off that debt. Amen? And I'm going to leave you with this scripture, or give you this scripture if you're taking notes or you have your Bible. It's going to be found in John chapter 15, verse 13. Amen. It says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Amen. Again, Jesus laid down his life for us. Amen. Again, for a debt that we couldn't pay, he volunteered to pay it. Amen. And in closing, it says, wishing you all a meaningful Holy Wednesday. Amen. So that's the first one. Amen. And I hope you got a little bit out of that one. Now, this second one I'm going to share, and then I will wrap up this Wednesday's edition of the Daily Bread. Amen. Again, it says today is Holy Wednesday, or as it is traditionally called, which I didn't know this, but it's Spy Wednesday. It says the day Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 silver coins. Now, but something curious most people miss is the fact Judas betrayed the Son of Man for a little more than 4 months of wages, literally. Amen? And that's going back to how much money or the silver was in his time. Amen? So take that into consideration. Four months of wages, that's what Judas took to betray Jesus. Amen? It says, when we hear 30 pieces of silver, it sounds like a mythical, massive pirate treasure worth of silver. Amen? But it wasn't. Now, let's do some quick math. It says the coins were likely Tyrian shekels. One shekel was worth exactly 4 Roman denarii, or denarius, was the standard wage for one day of hard manual labor. Amen? Now, 30 shekels equaled 120 days of work. And what that is exactly 4 months' wages. Now, it says Judas Iscariot didn't get a palace. He didn't get an army. He didn't get political immunity. He handed over the creator of the universe to be tortured to death for the equivalent of a used car or a few months of cheap rent. Think about that. Amen? He handed over Jesus for the equivalent of a cheap used car or a few months' rent. Amen? It says, we look at Judas with absolute disgust, but we do the same thing. Sin never offers you a fair trade. Amen? I'm going to repeat that again. Sin never offers you a fair trade. I hope you get that. It says, the devil doesn't need to offer you the entire world to buy your soul. He just needs to find out how ridiculously cheap your price is. Amen? I hope you catch that. Now, it says men abandon their faith, break their vows, and compromise their integrity every single day for a slight promotion, a fleeting moment of pleasure, or a tiny bit of social approval. Amen? Now, I'm going to leave you with this question. Are you trading eternity for pocket change? Amen? Are you trading eternity for pocket change? Amen? So, I hope you got a little bit out of these two little posts that I shared with you today. And if you take anything away from what I shared with you, know this, that God volunteered to come and pay a debt we could never pay on our own. Amen? And praise the Lord, I sit here and I say, thank you, Jesus, that you paid a price that I could never pay. But yet, me accepting you into my heart and letting you be my Lord and Savior, amen, that grants me a one-way ticket to heaven. Amen? And I am thankful for that each and every day. Amen? So, take a little time out today and just spend a little time with Jesus. And if you've found yourself slipping here and there into sin or trying to get others' approval around you, amen, just ask the Lord to forgive you. Amen. And just as easy as you asking for forgiveness, he'll put you right back into right standing with him and just moving forward, just knowing that you're not going to trade in eternity for any pocket change. Amen? Purpose the rest of this year, Father God, I'm not trading my eternity for pocket change. Amen? And just go with that. And just purpose this month of April to spend a little time, more time with the Lord. Purpose that whatever sin you've been falling in, whatever bad habits you've been trying to break, whatever bumps in the road have been pulling you away from the time that you need to be spending with God, purpose this month that, you know what, I'm gonna focus on these hindrances. I'm gonna get in my word. I'm gonna spend time with the Lord. I'm gonna think before I act on any sins that I want to commit, amen, and purpose that I'm not going to trade eternity for pocket change, amen. Now, as I always leave you, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence, amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. As I always say, God wants to be a part of your life in every area. Every area. Amen. So, I pray you got a little bit out of these two posts. Amen. Have a blessed rest of this Easter week. Have a blessed Easter Sunday. We pray you're going to spend some time with your family. But don't forget, the reason we celebrate Easter, amen, is that Jesus rose from the dead. He conquered death, amen, and he put us in right standing with our Heavenly Father, amen, that he paid a debt we could never pay in Jesus' name, amen. So be blessed. We pray you have a blessed April. We ask you to stay connected with us this entire month. Pastor Rose will be with you next Wednesday. Amen. And as always, remember, the end of the last Wednesday of every month is our healing service. So a little homework assignment. Amen. Get a jump on that. Start inviting some people to listen in the last Wednesday of this month for our healing service. Amen. So bless God. Have a blessed rest of this Easter week. Have a blessed April. And we look forward to having you stay connected with us this month of April here at First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. Be blessed. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday.